Proverbs 12:17 says, "He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit." You may have noticed that a lot of proverbs like this one are pretty general and contain principles that can be applied to life's many different situations. We can see that this one has a clear application for courts of law. Our courts rely on the honesty of all parties involved, which is why refusal to provide information will result in a contempt of court charge with severe penalties. And if a witness lies under oath, they can be charged with perjury and face serious consequences. The same holds true for the entire legal process, including testimony outside of the courts, as when you're providing a statement to the police or a deposition in any legal matter. If you lie to the authorities and provide any false statements or cover up the facts, you'll be arrested and charged. Unless your last name is Clinton, Biden, or any number of elites, or if you work for the FBI, CIA, etc., then you can lie and get away with it. And of course, I'm not joking. That's why our nation and so many others around the world are in such bad condition. But you see, when the Spirit of God indwells a large portion of the populace, and the Word of God in the Holy Bible is held in high regard by the mass majority of the population, a nation will be orderly and manageable. No nation is ever perfect. There have always been bad players and scoundrels in any human system of government, but when the bad players and scoundrels are in control, and the majority of the populace is filled with a spirit of deceit, that nation is in trouble, and that's why America is in trouble. We'll discuss this again when we come to Proverbs 14:34, which says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." The consequences of our proverb reverberate throughout nations. "He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit." But the only person you and I can control is the one we see in the mirror. Nations are a reflection of each individual of that nation when taken as a whole group. So you and I should seek to speak the truth and show forth righteousness with a desire to please God. But the reality is that when we do so, everyone around us benefits. We need to realize that by speaking the truth, we're having an effect that goes way beyond our own lives. And if you speak the truth of the gospel, your light shines bright in the sight of God. And you will not only change a life that will make the nation better, but you will have been used of God to affect that person's life for all of eternity. It's a very simple matter that man has made complicated. Jesus died on a cross and shed his blood to pay for all of our sins. He then rose from the dead 3 days later, demonstrating that he is the Lord from heaven who came in flesh and has power over sin and death to save all who come to him. He saves us from an eternal hell. That's the gospel. And once you explain that simple message to a lost sinner, you call on that sinner to repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that gospel message. And if they do so, they'll be saved. It's that simple. And each time a sinner is saved by faith in that gospel message, he or she will live a more righteous life by the fact that you spoke the truth of the gospel, you showed the lost sinner the way of righteousness, and then their life will be changed to a lifestyle of righteousness, and that'll have the same effect on the nation. When more people speak forth the gospel and more sinners are saved, a nation experiences a revival of righteousness. Crime goes down. The court system becomes a place of truth and justice. "He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit." You can only control you. Don't join the increasing number of false witnesses who speak falsely about Jesus and about salvation, and don't add to the overall deception and dishonesty in our culture in these last days. Speak the truth, show forth righteousness, and no matter what direction the world as a whole goes in, you know that God is pleased with you, and that's what matters most. Take a stand for the truth. Stand with God.